daughter's 16-year-old car. They got a lot of pre-owned cars, too. You'll consider Johnny Londo. Will you do that?
We'll consider it.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll get her number.
You're welcome.
Johnny,
thanks, Frank.
We'll talk later.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Okay. See you, Johnny.
Bye-bye. The Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, where you can buy the low overhead way, Johnny Londo. Quick break. We're back with our guest and you. The phones are ringing. Let me give you the numbers anyway. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We're coming right back.
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you're paying too much. Why not say yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage?
I think it's time to refinance. Can you help me?
Yes, American Equity Mortgage can help you get a new low rate today. Get loan approval in just hours and close as fast as 1 week.
I don't remember what I'm paying. Is it worth the call?
Yes, today's low rates make now the perfect time to call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. We can save you hundreds of dollars every month with perfect or less than perfect credit. If you're paying more than 4%, say yes.
Yes.
Yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call 24 hours a day, 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage, the future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
4:33 at the Big 550s. Time for traffic up in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. I believe he's still with us. Mike Wayne?
Nope.
Paul Beck.
Yes, yes.
It's Paul Ford.
Ah, thank you, Karen.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It's nice to be back. And we have traffic kind of nice this afternoon. Westbound 40, though, we do have slow going. Clayton Kinger most of the way through McKnight. And heavy again approaching Mason on westbound 40. Westbound 70, some sluggish traffic approaching Mid Rivers and 79. Eastbound 270, sluggish west of Lindbergh through 170. Downtown eastbound 40 is slow near Union Station headed to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 slow approaching Cole Street. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevron. Don't forget to include Tecron Concentrate as part of your car's regular maintenance routine. Cleans up deposits to bring out the best in your car. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Desk Shopper.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
I am the president. I work at the President Casino, and I am an important part of this company. Working at the President Casino has helped me create a good life for my family and me. But now I might lose my job because the future of the President Casino is at risk. I am the president. So are the other 600 people who work here. We work hard to show our guests a great time, but we could lose our jobs and everything the president has helped us achieve. Now we need your support. Contact your city union and community leaders. Tell them you support the people at the President Casino.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. Planning a wedding can be pretty complicated. Renting tuxedos doesn't have to be.
Hi, George. This is Barbara Colucci. We just returned from my son's wedding in Nevada. My husband had his tuxedo for the wedding measured in New Jersey. My other son, who was the best man, had his measured in Danbury, Connecticut. My other son, who was an usher, had his measured in Denver, Colorado, along with his son, who was the ring bearer. We picked all the tuxedos up in Reno, Nevada, and they were impeccable and all fitted perfectly with no alterations needed. The service we received was courteous and very friendly, and we highly recommend your store. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tuxedo rentals for as little as $50. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide.
I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
A noted intellectual once uttered the wise words, "Never leave till tomorrow what you can do today." Of course, this phrase aptly applies to the time-conscious Cadillac CTS. With bold design and a powerful V6 engine, it delivers the acceleration necessary to make staying in the now that much easier. And since a day is only a mere 24 hours, there is no time like the present to get yourself behind the wheel of a CTS. Act quickly, because time isn't the only thing that won't stand still. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac 2.8 liter CTS for around $299 a month for 36 months. $23.25 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $299 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer for details.
St. Luke's Hospital in Chesterfield has once again been listed among the top 100 hospitals in the nation. The Top 100 Hospitals Award is based on clinical data that consistently shows higher quality patient outcomes. That means St. Luke's patients have access to the latest technology, top physicians, and a safe environment for their care. To read about the study and how it affects your family's health care, visit stluke's-stl.com. St. Luke's Hospital, the only Top 100 hospital for overall performance in St. Louis.
All roads lead to St. Charles Nissan at our new premier facility, Ultimate from 16.9. Come see the largest automotive group in St. Charles County, Highway 70 and 370. Shift to St. Charles Automotive, where you're number one, and price is second to none.
Fill up for just a dollar at McDonald's with a delicious quarter-pound burger topped with lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, and more, all in a sesame seed bun. The big and tasty at McDonald's.
About the Hazelwood Plant Ford Motor Company people, they're going to get laid off for a while. That's the uncertainty of well, everybody go home. We'll call you. I don't know, a couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. They did that at the Winsfield GM plant every once in a while. I had a neighbor who worked there when I lived in St. Charles.
I think they do that at the Chrysler plant too. They shut it down for a while, and
you know, and when they, I guess, had a an abundance and overage of inventory, and they had to just stop for a while, let people buy the ones we have. You know, he'd be home for 2-3 weeks because he was off, but didn't mean to be off, I guess. Hey, and for anybody traveling out west, I've mentioned this before, if you like country music, KWWR, I just, every time I go out that way and I turn that thing on 95.7, that is just a real country music station.
Yep.
I mean, it's the real deal. All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Our guest is Terry Steiner. How you doing?
Good, very good, thank you.
All right, let's go to Dan. Hello, Dan, how are you?
All right, thanks for taking my call. First of all, Frank, I'm AM and a PM.
That's what we're doing.
Hallelujah! Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, Dan, hi.
Wow.
Terry, first of all, I would like to wish you good luck at JS Express. That's where I work at.
Awesome.
And
you're
taking over for the CSR.
Right.
Probably your best one. I liked the have helped me when I needed the CSR one, Jaina.
Okay.
Probably the best one.
Boring.
What is CSR?
Customer service rep.
I knew that.
Yeah, you did too.
Did you know that, Pia?
Yeah.
Dan, you knew that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Liars.
Everybody.
Stinking liars.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
If I can, I would like to say something for a second. This guy that they're putting to death tonight, his family's been on these other radio stations trying to get him for a stay of execution. They said that this should be a family thing and that he should be able to be stayed alive because he killed his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life. The man deserves to die. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well,
and he said on the radio that when he's ready to make his maker tonight, he knows that he'll be back with his grandmother. I hope he's not. I mean,
Dan, I don't know anything about this case. I saw the story of the execution. Is there absolutely no doubt that he killed his grandmother?
They said they got the evidence, hook, line, and sinker. They said that they offered this guy life without parole. He turned it down, him and his lawyer. They said that they want to take it to trial. And they said if they lose, then they're going to give him the death penalty. And now he's facing death tonight.
Okay,
and
the only...
He said on the radio today that if he dies, then he will be back with his grandmother again.
Right.
Now, how can you say something like that when you know that, how are you going to explain your grandmother? How come you killed her,
he
stabbed
probably,
her so many times and hit her with a chopping block?
Probably
so
shouldn't
you,
have killed her.
Have her stuff to sell for drugs.
All right, the only reason I ask if there was no doubt, meaning did he confess to it or brag about it? Let's not forget the guy who just got out of prison after 18 years, and all the evidence showed he was guilty too, and he kept saying he didn't do it, and sure enough, he didn't do it. 18 years in prison. And this thing about killing people or putting them away for life anymore, you know what? We got to make real sure they did it. And I don't know anything about this case, so I don't know that we can absolutely say. Did he say he killed her?
He was a drug induced.
They did. Family's even come forward saying, "Hey, look, instead of putting our son to death, why don't you just give him life without parole? Then that way, that you know, there's no more killing in our family." The mother of the lady he killed his grandmother. Her son came forward saying, "Hey, look, I want you to save my cousin from being put to death tonight." He did what he did. He was young. This is so many years ago. Let's not have no more killing. We'd like to keep him alive.
Well, he shouldn't have done that.
Well, I think any family, though, any family would. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. That's a little heavier than we like to get. That's pretty heavy for
this
show.
But I remember that case. I remember that real well.
Let's go to Sherry. Sherry?
Hey, Frank. Hello, Terry.
No, Sherry.
Sherry.
How are you?
Hey, first of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to comment. I heard that man on the radio today talking about if he hadn't been on TV and drinking alcohol, he would have never done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there have been a lot of cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sherry, how old are you?
43.
Favorite age.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right, Sherry, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I have a question for your guest there, Terry.
Terry, it's for you.
Okay.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, Terry, your father-in-law by chance wouldn't be a retired fireman, would he?
My father-in-law is.
Your father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
I worked with your father.
Boring.
No, and your husband took real great care of me at the store one time. I got a gift that didn't have the right paperwork, and he resolved it just fine.
Boring.
That's really sweet. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Right. Yeah, I haven't heard, you're from John. John's his name, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from him in a long time, and I figured you had to
be. Boring.
Okay, I'll get out of here.
Okay, Paul.
I just want to let Terry know that I thought that I had known that name.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. When you hear this story, this is one of those stories where you realize there are people who are so smart that you can't even believe somebody could be this smart to figure this out. There is a guy over in Germany who had an accident 3 years ago. He worked in the steel industry, and he became blind. And both his eyes were what they call terminally damaged. In other words, he's never going to see again. At least he wasn't supposed to see again until this guy, Dr. Conrad Hilly, comes along. He's the chief medical officer of ophthalmologic hospital in the German town of Hamburg. Not Hamburg, but Hamburg, H-O-M-B-U-R-G. He has invented a method that is allowing people like this guy to see again. And he said he searched and searched and searched for some kind of material to make an artificial eye. Now, I don't mean the eyeball. I mean the inner part of the eye, and we'll get to that in a minute. He said it had to meet two requirements. The material couldn't be rejected by the human body, and it had to be extremely durable. So he tried to figure out what parts of the body he could go and get and make what he needed to make the parts of the eye that would let somebody see again. And he singled out the human canine tooth. Now, we all have that.
Right.
Is that an incisor?
Incisor, yeah.
Okay. Some people call it a canine tooth. He took a tooth. Now, he's done this on 27 people, and it's worked. He took a tooth, a canine tooth, from this guy's upper jaw. He saws off the root, and he drills a hole in the tooth and installs a plexiglass cylinder in the hole and glues it in there. The cylinder works as a new pupil. Who would figure this out? He says the device will be ready for installation for this guy in an eye socket in about 3 months.
You have to open your mouth to see?
No, your tooth's out of your mouth.
Do you have to contribute your own tooth?
Yeah, it has to. So the body won't reject it.
Right, okay.
It has to be the guy's own tooth. He's done this in 27 cases. He won't give any details as to the exact number of successful operations, but he says a third.
None.
No, a third of all the patients have had their eyesight fully restored.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
I guess he does both. Well, both of them for this guy, or just one?
I would imagine both. And he's had people come in from all over the world. 27 cases from all over the world, and a third of them can see. What a bummer if you're one of the ones that can't see.
Yeah.
You know, the guy next to you. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Hey, how's your eye doing?
Or they tell the guy this is one of the options. He goes, I don't know. I don't want to lose two of my teeth.
Wait a minute. What? Yeah. I got to give up two teeth?
You
no
look
thanks.
Stupid with no teeth.
It says this guy can now enjoy life thanks to his own tooth and the magic of this doctor here. He said, I can read again. I can watch TV. I can look at the flowers. I can see my wife and my daughter. I am alive again.
Oh, his wife.
Well, yeah. Nothing's perfect. Come on. Not everything is a complete silver lining. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, stop that, by the way.
Hallelujah.
I was listening to what you were saying, and I was going to say something just came out in the Journal of Science called a neuromorphic chip, where they've actually developed a computer chip and computer material that they say is going to replace the human visual pathway for people that are damaged and be able to implant this in the brain sometime in the next 5 to 6 years.
Wow.
And they're saying that one of the problems they're having is speed, because the brain processes 10 quadrillion has 10 quadrillion connections per second.
I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
That's not that fast.
And that wasn't a lucky guess, I'm sure. And they said that it's equivalent to 1 million Pentium processors.
Yeah, I knew that too.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the people that figure this stuff out?
I have no idea. They've got a lot of free time.
I've said this many times. It'll be the day that I'm dying, okay, and I'll have been told, well, you got one more day. And that last day, I'm going to pick up the paper, and the headline's going to be, nobody ever has to die again. We have the cure for everything, and it'll be ready tomorrow. Tomorrow.
The other thing I was going to tell you is that canine tooth is not really classified as an incisor. There's a central incisor and a lateral incisor, and a canine is sometimes called the eye tooth. It's actually the next tooth.
Karen's an idiot.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, Frank.
The only reason I didn't say anything is I didn't want to make Karen feel bad.
Yeah, I didn't want to make Frank feel worse.
I don't mind making Karen feel bad. Idiot. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, I really did know that.
Sure.
All right. Have you ever been to Bandanas?
Several times.
Yeah. What do you like there?
The pulled pork.
It's not actually pulled pork. They don't do pulled pork.
Well, the shredded pork.
They do, it's like cut, chopped pork and fried corn on the cob. Have you had that?
No.
Oh, you have to have that. You have to have fried corn on the cob. Bandanas now has 15 locations, and I think they're 9 years old. I'm going to have to go back and see if I can get somebody to help me trace back to when it started down in Arnold, but I think it's 9 years. 15 in 9 years. I'm going to make a prediction. 9 years from now, I can almost guarantee you there will probably be about 300 Bandanas.
Whoa.
I think the plan is, it called for, and I forgot how many years, but there are 200 or 300 on the board that they plan to get open around the country. There will be one, we know, in Denver. There will be one in Des Moines, and it's starting to happen. As the world discovers Bandanas, well, obviously everybody wants one in the town where they live. And coming soon to wherever you are, if it's not there already, who knows, maybe a Bandanas in your neighborhood. Bandanas, smell that smoke. And if you remember, the guy who called, I think it was yesterday, and said his friends came up from Texas, and they're braggarts down in Texas, those people. We got the best of everything. He said they came up and said, this barbecue is actually better than the barbecue down in Texas. That's probably the ultimate compliment. Bandanas Barbecue, smell that smoke.
Red Budport Mercury is having the greatest red tag sale in history. Just $200 in cash or trade and you could drive home in a new Ford Mercury car, truck, SUV, or any dealer certified pre-owned vehicle in stock. Like an 05 Focus SE fully loaded from $11,995. An 05 Sporttrack XLT loaded at just $18,995. All clearly marked with the lowest red tag sale prices in history. Enjoy lunch on us and get a great deal.
$550. We missed you, Paul.
Aw, thanks, Karen. I missed you too. So they're not going to miss this traffic. Westbound 44 and accident just west of Big Bend. The left lanes are blocked, and traffic on westbound 44 is jammed back through Elm. Westbound 40 is slow, approaching Hampton through Hamley. On westbound 70, heavy traffic as you approach Mid Rivers and Highway 79. Eastbound 270 slows west of Lindbergh to the Innerville. South 270 is slow south of 40 through Doherty Ferry downtown. Eastbound 40 lines up from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Just report a service of Sudafed. Sinus misery gets Sudafed. Nothing stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms, not even a prescription. Sudafed, prescription strength sinus relief based on 24-hour dose of pseudoephedrine. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laflede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland!
Hello,
Bill. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Oh, how does that always happen?
I don't know, Bill.
Medical problem. Yeah. Look into that. Martha Stewart is now busy working on her 24-hour homemaking channel for women that will be on Sirius Satellite Radio, because as we all know, nothing's quite as exciting as trying to watch somebody make crafts through your radio.
You got that right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's serious. That's serious. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant paid $50,000 for a recommitment ceremony with his wife. Yeah, it was an intimate gathering with just Kobe, Vanessa, and Kobe's date.
Oh.
President Bush released his tax records, which show that he gave $77,000 to several charities. He said he donated to some worthwhile causes, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and the SpongeBob SquarePants Fan Club. All died all the time.
That was weak.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Dick Cheney reported an income of $1.3 million in 2004. That's about double what Bush's income was, which is only fair, I guess. The boss usually makes more money.
Cheney runs the country.
Southwest Airlines, they nearly tripled their profits for the quarter. Officials gave credit to increased traffic, fuel cost management, and making fat people pay for two seats. And finally, this.
Come on, more.
Colin Powell will drive the pace car at this year's Indy 500.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, and Dick Cheney will be following behind in the pacemaker car.
No! Good one!
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, as we all know, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See you next time.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, I saw Colin Powell practicing on the track, and I think he has to be able to get the car up to 140 miles an hour. And they,
really?
Yeah. They showed him drive. It was
pretty neat.
Yeah. That's got to be pretty exciting. Yeah. If you're a race car fan, which I guess he is. Our guest is Terry Steiner. You okay?
I'm perfect. Thank
right.
you.
You're not saying much. You jump in anytime you want.
Okay.
Okay. It's all up to you. I had a nice conversation this morning with Tom Vosen, and he was absolutely right when he decided that the world was ready, at least the St. Louis area, for a handyman service. They are getting calls from people who, up until now, really didn't have anywhere to call. You had to call a neighbor or look in the Yellow Pages or whatever and see if you could come up with a carpenter or a painter. Well, here's what you do now. You call Vosen & Sons Toolbox Team at 314-997-0990. If you can't remember the number, and you know what will happen, something will crap out at your house or your business, because they do commercial work, too. Something will have to be fixed or painted or rewired, and you're going to go, what's the name of that place? It's a Toolbox Team, Vosen & Sons. The easy way to retrieve that name and number is go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and go right down to V, and there it is, Vosen & Sons Toolbox Team. You got a problem, you need something fixed or built, repaired, the Toolbox Team will send out the best of the best from Vosen & Sons. Playhouse coming up. It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Last week, we had a story that showed teenagers were getting stoned on drugs they were finding in their parents' medicine cabinet. Well, now we have a report on binge drinking among 7th and 8th graders. Guess where they're getting the booze?
They're getting it from their parents' liquor cabinets or refrigerators. And so one major thing that parents can do is to really monitor the alcohol that they have on hand. And in addition to that, monitor their own behavior.
That's Bessie Oster of Phoenix House. This study in the American Journal of Public Health found 17% of 8th graders had done binge drinking at least once. That's when you're down at least 5 drinks in one sitting. At the Michael Jackson trial, new testimony supporting the claim the singer tried to hide the accuser and his family a continent away at the courthouse in Santa Maria, California. ABC's Alex Stone tells us of today's main witness.
While testifying, Jackson's travel agent said she was told by the singer's assistant to book one-way airline tickets to fly the accuser. Accuser's family to Brazil. That backs up claims made by the accuser's mother that Jackson was trying to make the family disappear. The singer's former wife, Debbie Rowe, is still scheduled to testify this week, possibly on Thursday or Friday. Alex Stone, ABC News, Santa Maria, California.
In Phoenix, a surrogate mom gave birth to quintuplets. Teresa Anderson delivered. Luisa Gonzalez will be their mom.
When I see my first baby, I will start crying. I've been waiting for this moment for a long, long time.
In Warrenton, Georgia today, though, there was an autopsy for the two children found dead in a sewage pond yesterday.
No signs of trauma.
Warren County Coroner Paul Lowe.
The preliminary cause of death is drowning. However, we're going to hold out on a manner of death until the GBI finishes their investigation.
But it's believed 3-year-old Jonah Payne, 2-year-old Nicole got out of the house, wandered down to the pond by themselves. They had done it earlier that day. The Dow falls 91 points. You're listening to ABC News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Heartbreaking. That is the reaction this afternoon of SNAP National Director David Clossy after the conviction of a former Catholic priest turned St. Louis Public School guidance counselor found guilty of exposing himself to 3 students 4 years ago is thrown out.
It's terribly disappointing. This is a very dangerous man. He's been accused of molesting public school students, Catholic school students, Catholic parishioners, having child pornography.
James Biney cannot be retried. The Missouri Supreme Court ruling unanimously the evidence in one case against Biney was insufficient by a 4-3 vote. The court issued the same ruling relating to 2 other victims and ruled the sexual misconduct law that Biney was convicted under is unconstitutional. A convicted St. Louis murderer scheduled to be executed just after midnight says he's putting his faith in God. Donald Jones killed his grandmother back in 1993 after she refused to give him money to buy drugs. Jones tells KTRS News he is sorry for his actions.
In terms of expressing remorse, man, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't wake up in this place and is constantly reminded of why I'm here and how I got here.
Jones blames drugs for the murder. He tells us he was high on marijuana, crack cocaine, and PCP. Governor Blunt has rejected Jones' clemency request. A Florissant man on parole for 2 armed robberies has been charged for a Monday incident. It involved a robbery, a chase, and a struggle with police. 40-year-old Joseph Elam is charged with first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, resisting arrest, and assault on a law enforcement officer. Elam being held in Clayton on $100,000 bond. Some Sunset Hills residents are blasting a proposed shopping center near I-44 and Lindbergh.
This is Steve Klotz in Sunset Hills.
The boxes were labeled for the mayor and all of the aldermen, while Ashinger is one of those against the development, saying they have over 1,000 postcards from Sunset Hills residents. He says they are opposed to the city using TIF money and eminent domain to take their property for a private development.
The mayor and the aldermen are supposed to protect the citizens of Sunset Hills. They're also supposed to protect this ward, this area of Sunset Hills that's in question. And I don't see how they're doing that by basically forcing us to sell our properties.
The TIF Commission recently voted to not use tax credit funds for the project. The group protesting says they want the city government to hear what the public has to say before any decision is made.
Governor Blunt's sister joining her two brothers working at the state capitol in Jefferson City, at least on a limited basis. Amy Blunt has registered as a legislative lobbyist. She now works for a Kansas City law firm and specializes in government affairs legal work. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 91, the NASDAQ was down 23, and the S&P down 10. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler, mostly cloudy tonight, low 40, and tomorrow sunshine and a high of 62. It's 55. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News at 5:06. You're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Harrah's. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, we have an accident westbound 44 at Big Bend. Left lane's blocked, traffic jammed approaching Elm on westbound 44. Westbound 40 slow east of Hampton to Hamley. And again from 270 through Mason Road. Westbound 70 is heavy at the Blanchett Bridge. Sluggish at 79, approaching Mid Rivers at 79. Eastbound 270 slow west of Lindbergh to the Inner Belt. And south 270 is heavy south of 40 through Doherty Ferry. This report is service of Captain D's Restaurants, the new Jumbo Chicken Tenders. Bigger, tastier, more delicious, and tender than ever before. Dive into a scrumptious combo with fries, hush puppies, and a drink. All just $3.99 only at Captain D's. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
If you like slots, you'll love Bank Busters. Exclusive to Harrah's St. Louis, this bank of machines is sure to give you more bang for your buck. With multiple progressive levels, at least one is guaranteed to hit every day. Bank Busters, only at Harrah's.
You know, most of the email that I get is about zero res. That is absolutely no joke. People are so intrigued with the idea of a carpet cleaning company that leaves no residue behind, because it's finally sinking in that that is the only way to clean your carpet, because they've answered the $64,000 question. You know the one. You have your carpets cleaned, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, they seem dirtier than they were before you had them cleaned. That's because of the residue, and that residue acts as a magnet. It attracts all of the dirt and the bacteria right back to that carpet you just had cleaned. The Zero Res way keeps your carpets cleaner longer, saving you money in the end. How about that? And Zero Res had the highest cleaning results ever posted in competition with other cleaners. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-937-6739, 866-937-6739, ZeroResidue.com. That's the website, Zero Res.
People with high cholesterol, please listen carefully to this message. There's a new research study being conducted in our area involving an investigational cholesterol medication, and you may be eligible. The study will last about 5 years, and over that time, you'll receive study medication, diet and exercise advice, and study-related medical care all free of charge. Even if you're already taking cholesterol medication, you may still qualify. To be eligible, you must be between 45 and 75 years old, have high cholesterol, and be at risk because of heart disease. You know you're at risk if you've had a previous heart attack or stroke, had previous heart surgery, or have diabetes. Thousands of people all around the world will be participating in this new cholesterol research study. Call or log on today to see if you qualify. Call Jennifer Dees at 314-977-9339 or visit cholesterolresearch.com. That's Jennifer Dees at 314-977-9339, 977-9339 or cholesterolresearch.com. Call or log on today. When you want quality custom framing and personal service, you need Good Arts Gallery and Frame Shop. Located on historic Main Street in St. Charles. Family owned and operated, Good Arts has one of the largest collections of Jesse Barnes fine art in the Midwest and has a full service frame shop ready to preserve and protect your art for years to come.
Hi, this is Kim, owner of Good Arts. We know how much you treasure your artwork, whether it might be a limited edition piece by Jesse Barnes or a family heirloom handed down from generation to generation. Preserving and protecting your cherished pieces is our passion here at Good Arts. We care for your art for the rest of its life, and you can rest assured we're not happy until you're happy.
Good Arts is now taking orders for Jesse Barnes' newest release, Belle of the Mississippi. This beautiful piece will take you back to a simpler time when the almighty steamboat ruled the great rivers of this land. Stop in for a preview of Belle of the Mississippi at Good Arts Gallery on Historic Main Street in St. Charles, across from the gazebo.
I'm Adam Bolt from the Mutual Fund Store. Have you seen the home makeover shows where they bring in an expert to redecorate someone's house? You usually see furniture from the 80s, carpet from the 70s, and piles of knickknacks from who knows where. The clutter isn't intentional, it just accumulates over the years. Then, the expert puts together a plan that incorporates the homeowner's needs and ties all the design elements together. It always looks a lot better when they're done. Is your investment house in order, or do you have a collection of bad investments, funds that you haven't looked at since 1999, or an old 401k? At the Mutual Fund Store, we develop a portfolio for each client that gives them a diverse blend of no-load funds designed to meet their goals. And when needs change or market conditions dictate, we adapt to keep your portfolio from becoming a clutter of funds. Isn't it time for your investment portfolio to get a makeover? Call my advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Lou Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
Men's Warehouse has made renting tuxedos for weddings easier than ever. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. Call 1-800-776-SUIT for the store nearest you.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Ads.
Oh, come on. Paul Harris, that's why I'm
not Harris.
Oh,
the old ad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 26th edition of Finian's Playhouse. I'd like for Terry Steiner to say good afternoon, everybody. Say good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, that was good. Wow, that's our guest today. And the Playhouse today is brought to you by Amco Ranger Pest Control. Pest and termite control. To me, a termite is a pest, but the official name is Pest and Termite Control. Amco Ranger, been coming to our house for 25 years, and we'll tell you something that I really never told you about them before after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
Our control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
All right, we have two chicks in the room today. Here's one of them, Karen Vale.
Hello, everyone, and I want to remind you folks that tomorrow is, as we call it, Secretary Day. Others call it Administrative Professional.
Yeah, Professional Administrative Assistant.
Just remember that person tomorrow.
Wow, thank you. I almost forgot it.
Okay.
Okay, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Hello, everybody.
He behemoth in charge of security. The happiest guy I know. Rat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Hi, everybody.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Terry Steiner is here. She's already said hello to you. She's our Tuesday guest. Steve is here. Steve, how you doing? Oh, he just came back from the cleaners. He had his green cap cleaned.
Huh. What color is it?
Green.
Yeah.
How about Bruce Limpers and the all-boy orchestra?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I think sometimes people think we make stuff up. Terry, would you, we've never met, you're the first time here, would you tell people there really is a Steve and he really does wear a green cap?
There really is a Steve and he really does wear a green cap.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's the conductor.
Matter of fact, I have to apologize to my brother because I thought he was pulling my leg. So, Bill, I'm sorry.
Your brother was pulling your leg?
You challenged your brother when he said there was a Steve?
Oh.
Well, that'll teach you.
Yeah.
We don't make stuff up here.
Mm-hmm. I was an idiot.
Yeah, everything we say is the truth. I don't think I've ever mentioned that Amco Ranger Pest Control, if you needed them at 3 o'clock in the morning, you could actually get them.
Oh.
They have a 24-hour service available. Now, most people never need it, but we have, on two occasions in all the years that we've set up housekeeping, had in the middle of the night this sound behind the drywall.
Oh.
Have you ever heard something behind the wall?
Yeah.
Fortunately, no.
We have.
I have.
And it was a squirrel or something, but you're asleep and you hear it moving, and it goes from one part of the wall to the other, and it can't get out because it somehow got in but can't get out of the drywall.
But you don't know that laying there in the dark, not knowing
what it is.
Now the other thing, a lot of people have heard stuff scamper across the ceiling,
right?
That get in the attic. And that's the kind of stuff, I guess, that people wake up at 2 in the morning and they freak out, so they call AMCO Ranger. And, you know, if you really needed them, you could get them.
But if it's a burglar, they can't help with that.
AMCO Ranger will not confront a burglar. No. They will not come out and do anything.
Oh, well, spraying pesticide in the burglar's eyes.
Yeah, if you think that it's a squirrel and AMCO Ranger comes over, they'll use their equipment to squirt the guy in the face.
That's a good idea.
And you can take him out and throw him in the trash.
It may or may not.
Bag him up and throw him in the trash.
How the guy is armed. They may.
Terry, have you ever heard the AMCO Ranger song?
Oh, yeah, call AMCO Ranger.
You don't call a stranger.
It's from the 1950s.
You want to hear the song?
Sure.
Bruce, play it.
Look out, Bugs. Here comes AMCO Ranger. It won't take long.
Cher.
When you call AMCO Ranger.
Joe Hepburn's fan.
Don't call a stranger.
Who do you call?
Call AMCO Ranger.
Yeah. Look out.
Look out, folks. Here comes AMCO Ranger.
636.
At 441 Bugs.
That's right. AMCO. AMCO Ranger Pest Control. And they were out last week, and they checked. Then they checked the Centricon tubes.
Oh, you know what? They're probably going to come out and check mine.
I
don't
pulled
know.
Them out. All clear. I got a little note on the door. No indication. No evidence of any termites.
What would show up? Do you know what?
Yeah, they have a. This thing goes in the ground, and it's baited. It's like a baited piece of wood, and they can tell if they're. And it's something that
the
termites love to eat.
Oh, termites will be.
And they'll see if it's been eaten on, and it's something that only a termite would go after. It's pretty incredible.
And they'll pull some termites out of that thing. They'll be on the wood.
Now, does that whatever wood they put in there have some kind of pesticide?
Yes.
So they take it back to their nest?
They take it back and they kill their relatives.
Oh, yeah.
The termites actually take the stuff back and kill their own relatives.
I got some carry out.
In a case like yours where you live in the middle of the woods, how does that work? Because aren't there trees around that have termites?
Yeah, but as long as they're in the trees and not around the
house.
But
here's how I would hope it works. If you're a termite, you got a bunch of trees, you're not going to bother my house.
Right.
I hope. But I don't know how it works. There have been people in the woods who have had termite damage, so I don't know. I don't know the mind of a termite.
Oh man!
You just go figure. Who can? Nothing. Okay.
Who can?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm so excited about the Elton John wedding.
Oh,
and I think we all are.
Yeah.
You knew, Terry, that Elton John's getting married.
Yeah, I did. I talked to
him. No, Terry Steiner. And you know, this is his second marriage.
I didn't know that.
He was married in 1984 and was married for 4 years to a female.
Really?
That's
what?
Right. Her name was Renate Blauel.
Wasn't he with
Bernie
Taupin?
Yeah.
But he married a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out very well.
Thought he'd check it out.
Nope.
I don't like this.
Yeah, and he gave it 4 years.
Ooh, this doesn't feel good.
I don't like the looks of that.
Yeah.
What is that thing?
But you got to give him credit. He gave it 4 years.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
And he wasn't just hit and run. I mean, he did. He tried. He says that Elton John, I might add, is 58, and his husband will be 42.
Ooh.
His Canadian partner,
younger guy.
Oh, yeah. David Furnish is his name. And Elton John says they will be married before Christmas.
Beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh.
Now, if this guy's going to be the husband,
well,
Elton,
you know, I don't know really. I think Elton John would be the wife, but I don't know.
He's Sir Elton John.
He has to be the husband.
Would they take the sir away?
I don't think you can. Huh. I think he might
calling Dame Elton John.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to call your wife Sir.
No,
it doesn't work.
No.
Dame Elton.
I see Elton being the man in a.
I think so.
Well, since he's got the biggest checkbook.
He
holds
the
cards.
He gets to make decisions, and you got all that money.
He has credited David Furnish with helping him to overcome his addictions to alcohol and drugs. They've been together for 11 years.
That's beautiful.
So good luck to that couple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've heard he lives in Atlanta.
Yes,
most
he does.
Of the time.
He does.
That's weird.
Yeah, that doesn't figure
no,
out.
No, it
I
doesn't
don't
at all.
Get that at all. How embarrassing for President Bush. Yesterday, he's down in Galveston, Texas, and while he's there, he asks a bunch of the local people, he says, hey, do you still have Splash Day? And everybody laughed. They all just laughed. This is an annual event called Splash Day. It's a huge beach party, and they've had it for years and years and years, and apparently he's very familiar with it, so he asked again, do you still have Splash Day? And they laughed again. And then he said, you have to be a baby boomer to know what I'm talking about.
Wow,
and they laughed again. He said, now here's his quote. I'm not saying whether I came or not on Splash Day. I'm just saying, do you have Splash Day? What he didn't know was that apparently, years ago, Splash Day became an all-gay and lesbian event. On the beaches down in Galveston, it's all gay.
He didn't know that.
He seemed real interested.
Well, what was the last line?
Yeah, that last line. He said he didn't do what?
Well, here's the quote. Hey, folks, this is the quote from President Bush. I'm not saying whether I came or not on Splash Day. I'm just saying, do you have Splash Day?
Can you imagine being in that audience and hearing him say that? Holy cow.
Well, can you imagine after his aide said, Mr. President, got him off after they're leaving and said, I don't think you realize it.
He runs back up on the stage.
I have another question.
Yeah, I didn't know. I love this next story. You couldn't make up a story that reeked more of an out-of-work FM hick DJ than this.
Wow.
Sanford, Florida. The county sheriff's office says one of their men pulled a guy over because he was driving erratically and there was something else suspicious about him. First of all, when they did pull him over and ran him on the computer, and they did charge him with drunk driving, it was his 16th drunken driving. He was also driving on a permanently revoked driver's license, which I believe means you never will have a driver's license. And he was driving an unregistered and an uninsured vehicle. His speech was slurred. His eyes were bloodshot, and his van was full of empty beer cans. But that's not the best part of this story. The best part of this story, and what caused them to call attention to him, was that his license plate was hand-drawn. He had written numbers on a card.
He did
poster board.
Yeah.
It hardly ever worked.
And made a handwritten license plate. No, that doesn't work.
No.
Holy cow. Out of work, kick FM DJ.
Wow.
What are you going to do with them? All right, creepy music, Bruce. We get one of these about every two or three years, I think. La Crosse, Wisconsin. I've been there. I don't remember it being anything special because I was there for 2 weeks for summer camp.
Small town, right?
Yeah, Army Reserve. That's all I remember. There was a, what was the name of it? It's what all Army Reservists do while they're there for 2 weeks. They go in town to the strip club to watch the girls dance. The Yum Yum Tree, that was the name of it. I just remember.
Oh, Yum Yum Tree.
La Crosse, Wisconsin is in the news because they now have found this guy who has kept his mom frozen in the freezer in the basement for over 4 years. And for 4 years, he collected her social security checks. And the police...
What, she did?
Yeah. The police found her downstairs encased in ice. Now, her son, who is 52, this is so good. This is another... This is so obviously another out-of-work hick FM DJ.
Wow.
This guy's 52, and he tells the police that his mom, Edith, died of natural causes back in August of 2000. But he told the police that he didn't tell anybody because he was afraid they would blame him. Now, he explained to the police the reason he thought they might blame him was that his mom was attacked by a cat. And the cat killed her, and her blood was on the walls of the house, and he was afraid they'd think he killed her, but he really didn't do it. The cat did it.
Oh, right.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why would he be afraid? I mean, that's...
And why would there be...
perfectly believable.
Yeah, why... I think every time, everybody knows that when a cat attacks you, your blood sprays
everywhere.
On the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like arterial spray.
Yeah. Yeah. Blood just spews out. Yeah.
Just our cat.
What the hell are you talking about?
When I've held our cat before and she gets real antsy and tries to jump.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Scratch my arm.
And your blood just spurts out all over.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Cat killings are huge. You don't see them that much in the papers anymore.
Oh, but they're big up in Wisconsin.
You know, hundreds of people per week in the United States die of cats.
But you know, that's the police for you.
Yeah.
They're going to think, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I kind of don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Collecting all those Social Security checks.
And we mentioned earlier this guy who, after a night of heavy drinking with a pal, and they had a little argument, but he was so drunk he doesn't really know what happened, but he knows this. He got up the next morning, it says here, with a splitting headache. He went to the bathroom to get a glass of water, and he looked in the mirror, and sticking out of his face, just below his eye, is a knife. He ran to a neighbor's house, called an ambulance, took him to the hospital, 40-minute surgery. It says it was embedded under his eye and had pierced his cheekbone, and they found his buddy's fingerprints on the knife, but... He says he's not going to press charges.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
He's just happy to be alive. Well, I don't think I would if a guy stabbed me in the face.
Say, Harry, let's go out drinking again this Saturday night, but let me carry the knife.
Yeah.
This time when we play Mumbly Peg, let's use our fingers.
Oh, man, I don't have time to do this story justice. In Afghanistan, if your daughter commits adultery... You can kill your daughter. Now, there are some people in Afghanistan who are really mad, especially this father of the girl who he killed. He is mad because the story got out that he had stoned his own daughter to death. He has come forward and said he wants the media around the world to get it right. He killed her, but he didn't stone her. I think this is important. He admitted that she did. He caught her in the home of Mohammed Karim, a man who was not her husband. And under Islamic law, the girl's dad can kill her.
That would seem... It's a weird law, of course, but it would seem the husband would be able to kill his wife. Why the father?
I don't know. But the guy who had sex with her gets to live.
Shut up, idiot. So how did he kill her, does it say?
He killed her, but they don't say how. He just said, I want it made clear, I did not stone her. Now, he could have. You're allowed to stone your daughter. But I think he just found that too cruel. Good for him.
Sure. Yeah.
He's
chopped her head off with a big old hatchet.
He's compassionate. Hey, I did not stone my daughter when I killed her. I think it did, but I've said it straight.
Amazing.
At least for our listeners. You wanted the polka, hey?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Boy, good luck.
Hey!
Well,
that's good. Very good.
Perfect time.
I've been practicing.
Why don't you invite the ladies in?
Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't know that it's been long enough since we told it to tell it again, but I'm going to do it anyway because I had asked people to email me and just tell me jokes that they haven't heard for a long time that they think are, you know, all-time Hall of Fame jokes. And Gene or Jeannie Wainer wrote and said, in 1987, I heard you tell a joke. That is the reason she started listening to the show.
1987?
87.
Whoa.
She says, I have listened ever since 1987.
Oh, gee. What's your last name? Wiener?
W-E-H-N-E-R.
Wiener. I went to school with a girl named Wiener.
And she says, would you please tell me? And she mentions, I know exactly what the joke is, and you guys will know it too. And hey, if it's the reason she has listened for, what is that, 18 years?
Yeah, man.
Then I think it's time to thank you, Jean, or J-E-A-N-N-E. Is that Jeannie? What is that?
J-E-A, yeah, Jeannie.
Okay, thank you, Jeannie, and I'll be happy to do that for you. It's the great Gold Bar, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who comes home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and his wife is waiting for him because she thinks he's been at a girlfriend's house. They've had some trouble. She's had some suspicions that he's been cheating. So she's waiting up, and when he walks in, she says, well, how's your girlfriend today? How was she last night? How's she feeling this morning? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. What girlfriend? She says, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You were with your girlfriend. He said, no, I wasn't. I was at a new bar in town. She says, I don't know of any bars open until 4 o'clock. 2 o'clock maybe, but not 4. He said, well, this one is. The brand new one, and they're open till 4. She says, really? And what's the name of this bar? He says, it's called the Gold Bar. It's brand new. They just opened it. I was not at a girlfriend's house. I know I shouldn't have been out late, but really, I was at the Gold Bar. She says, well, why don't you just tell me a little bit about this Gold Bar that you're making up? He said, I'm not making it up. He said, it's unbelievable. He said, everything's gold. The bar stools are gold. The light fixtures are gold. The mugs that they pour the beer in are solid gold. The pool cue tips are solid gold. The toilet bowls are solid gold. She said, this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of. He said, well, I know the manager's still there cleaning up. And I got the phone number here on a piece of paper, and he reaches in. Piece of paper, he said, call him. So she goes to the phone and calls, and a guy picks up the phone and says, Gold Bar. And she looks at him, and he looks at her, and he says, go on, ask him about it. She says, I'm sorry to bother you, she says, but I got a little situation here. My husband claims he was at your place till 4 this morning, and I think he's lying, and I'm trying to determine if he's telling the truth. You are the Gold Bar. He says, yes, we're new. We just opened a couple of days ago. He says your bar stools are solid gold. The guy says, that's right, they are. He says the light fixtures are solid gold. He says, they are. And your pool cue tips are solid gold? He said, that's right. Beer mugs? He said, solid gold. And he says, even your toilet bowls are gold. And the guy says, what? He says the toilet bowls are gold. He says, excuse me for a second. He turns away from the phone. He says, hey, Polly, I think I found the guy that pooped in your tuba.
Hey, honey, I just got a deal on paint and decorating supplies, but the checkout line took forever.
I already took care of that, but I got quality Benjamin Moore paint and the best decorating ideas in town, not to mention the already competitive prices.
Now, where on earth did you go?
The Reinecke Decorating Center. They know the hottest trends plus the expert advice to help me find exactly what I wanted. And I didn't have to wait in a long line. The staff at Reinecke Decorating was excited to help me. They really knew what they were talking about.
Wow, I had no idea that Reinecke Decorating offered so much. From now on, we're going to Reinecke Decorating Center for the Benjamin Moore paint we need and all of our decorating.
There really is a difference in product and quality service.
Reinecke Decorating, with 3 locations in DePere, Brentwood, and Melville, makes it easy to get your project done the first time. Choose from Benjamin Moore sample jars, including 260 of their most popular colors, ranging from classic hues to the hottest new trends, allowing you to experiment with colors before you paint. Reinecke Decorating Centers, 314-821-1616, 821-1616.
534 at the Big 550. A little help home from Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing. Jetcopter 550. Where are you flying, Paul?
Over the Earth City Expressway right now, Karen. And, eastbound 70, not too bad right now, approaching 270 in the Rock Road. Westbound 70, heavy at Mid Rivers through Highway 79. Westbound 44 is a big problem. It's slow from Grand through McLeod Station Road. An earlier accident at Big Bend has been cleared. On westbound 40, slow traffic Hampton to Hanley. Slows again from 270 through Mason Road. Eastbound 40 is slow near Clayton Morrison through Hanley and Big Bend. Southbound 270 slows at 40 through Gordy Ferry. And eastbound 270 looks like some heavy going at Lindbergh through the Interbelt. Eastbound 40 is starting to thin out approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 still slow at the Cole Street Overpass. This report brought to you by Toyota. Hey, Toyota owners, for a limited time, your Toyota dealer will change your oil and filter for just $11.95. It's part of Metro Madness. Offer ends April 30th. See your local dealer for details. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Ah, the sounds of the office.
Ah, crap.
Like the sound of someone using a slow color printer they paid too much for. Well, those days are gone. Introducing the Xerox WorkCenter C2424 multifunction. It copies and prints 24 pages per minute, making it the fastest networked color multifunction for under $3,000. In fact, the only thing you might have to worry about is...
What you printing?
1,000-page market segmentation study.
Ah, crap.
The new WorkCenter C2424 multifunction. To learn more, visit Xerox.com/office.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
$150 million in available prizes.
Road to Riches.
Can you hear it?
We know how you want to ride.
Play Road to Riches.
Can you hear it?
Play Illinois Lottery's Road to Riches. There are 8 hot new games and over $150 million in total available prizes, including a second chance. You could win a golden key to a brand new ride with $25,000 to $1 million inside. So go ahead, play Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. See retailer for details. Have fun. Play responsibly.
This is Bill Wilkerson. If you or someone you know is suffering from the effects of diabetes, please listen up. There is a new treatment that can reverse some of the problems caused by diabetes. That's right. It helps to reverse some of the problems caused by diabetes. Now, clinical studies have proven this treatment called anodyne therapy has restored sensation and improved wound healing associated with diabetes. Have you been experiencing numbness, tingling, burning pain in your feet or wounds that don't heal? Please don't ignore it. You may have a serious complication associated with diabetes. So pick up the phone and call the Physicians Health Group at 636-225-3030. 636-225-3030. I've seen it. It's a very simple, painless procedure, like wearing a small heating pad, and it only takes about 20 minutes. The Physicians Health Group is giving diabetes sufferers a whole new outlook on life. One patient said it was the first time in 10 years she could feel her feet. So don't suffer another day from painful wounds caused by diabetes. Call the Physicians Health Group today, 636-225-3030. 636-225-3030. They can help.
Neither Business Week nor its licensees are licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Trading securities can involve high risk and the loss of any funds invested. What do thousands of successful investors know that you don't? Find out at a free Business Week investor education event coming to your area. You'll discover how everyday investors like you can learn how to take control of their lives and attain financial freedom. Let me emphasize that Business Week investor education is not just for financial experts. It's for anyone who would like to generate more income, increase their net worth, and master their financial destiny. Does that sound like you? If so, I urge you to attend this free event. Write down this number, 1-800-INVESTING. Call now and get a free gift when you attend. Call 1-800-INVESTING. 1-800-INVESTING.
Listen up. I'd like to share a secret with you. Holy Mackerel is the best seafood restaurant in St. Louis. That's right, a casual Gulf Coast restaurant with fresh and innovative seafood, including grouper, salmon, amberjack, and wahoo, to name a few. And, of course, fresh king mackerel. And don't forget about hand-cut steaks, chops, pasta, and nightly specials. Try for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. In Manchester, at the corner of Manchester and Baxter Roads in Lafayette Center. Call 636-256-3949 for Holy Mackerel.
Stop the call before you dig. Call 1-800.
Dig right.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. No matter how small the job. If you're digging around your house, call Missouri One Call. 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days while utilities are marked. Respect the mark. Dig safely.
Stop. Call before you dig. Call 1-800.
Right. Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All roads lead to St. Charles Nissan at our new premier facility. Ultimates from 16.9. Come see the largest automotive group in St. Charles County, Highway 70 and 370. Shift to St. Charles Automotive, where you're number one and price is second to none.
Hi, I'm Susan. I'm a receptionist at Metro Imaging's South County office. For compassion and caring, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Jerry, are you familiar with Mike Evans at all?
Very familiar.
What do you think about him?
I like Mike.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I told you. I told you somebody liked him. It's Terry. Everybody likes Mike Evans, except maybe some people we don't know about. He is in Southern California, and we like his sponsor a lot. T.R. Hughes, on the web at trhughes.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mike Evans.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Mike.
Get out of the sun.
Are you ready to ask your doctor about Viagra?
As a matter of fact, I don't. Hey, we got a pop quiz before we get into the report. Now that Jack Nicholson's best friend, Marlon Brando, is gone, who does Jack hang out with the most? Warren Beatty, Joe Pesci, or Sean Penn? I'll give you the answer in a minute. Headed back now from the Jackson trial today, I'll tell you what. I thought it was interesting that Michael Jackson told a German television station, swearing on his children's lives, that he's only had 2 plastic surgeries.
He's going straight to hell.
I can't believe a word he said. Yeah. Regarding Jackson, I'm hearing, although Debbie Rowe will be here and testify tomorrow, this is going to be a bust. Nothing big. In fact, it's going to actually turn out to be disappointing for the prosecution, and we're back to advantage Team Jackson. Prosecution wanted Debbie to say that Jackson and her, although married for 3 years with 2 kids, that they never had sex because Jackson was not interested in being with an adult woman.
Well, that's absurd.
Like
that's
doesn't make any sense.
That is absurd.
I'm going to make a call right now. This is going to be a hung jury. I'm calling it right now. It'll be a hung jury.
And what happens if it's a hung jury? Do they just decide whether they want to prosecute again, or they probably just throw it out and forget about it?
I think Sneden will prosecute him again.
Yeah.
I think Sneden will prosecute him again, but they may move the jurisdiction to Los Angeles because there's deeper pockets with the county.
Hey, who's the latest attorney that quit on it? He had another one.
No, he fired him.
No, Jackson fired
him.
Look,
the deal on that is that this is still Michael Jackson's parents' attorney, Janet, and LaToya's attorney. He really wasn't all that involved in the criminal case. But Thomas Messero and his name, I'm going to say Lomax.
He's like the lead attorney. He's like the Johnny Cochran of the OJ thing, right? Messero is?
Messero's the man. Yeah.
Right.
This guy was like the...
second stringer.
The Christopher Darden.
Yeah.
No, well, Darden.
No, I'm sorry. Wrong team.
He's like the F. Lee Bailey.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the Kardashian.
Yeah, Kardashian would be much better.
How do you remember those names?
I remember Robert Kardashian because I'll never forget the look of astonishment on his face.
Absolutely.
When the verdict
I tell people
out.
That. Next time you see them replay the O.J. verdict, look at Robert Kardashian's face. His mouth drops open, and he looks up at O.J. like, I cannot believe it. Okay,
so you got to be S-ing me, look.
Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton no longer friends. Here's the real deal. Paris Hilton is a stupid as a bag of rocks.
What? What?
Huh?
What?
Well, that's a surprise.
Nicole Richie, on the other hand, carried Paris, helping her with her lines, keeping her out of trouble, basically being like an assistant. Even more, finally, Nicole got tired of being Paris's babysitter and slave girl, told her, look, this isn't what I signed up for. Paris got upset about it, went to the producers. Now Nicole is being replaced by Kimberly Stewart, Rod Stewart's daughter. Hot scoop. The last weekend while in Las Vegas, Bill Clinton had a private blackjack table brought up to his room.
Won
about 30 thou, lost about 30 thou. That's really no big deal, though. Bill Clinton does 40 speaking engagements every year.
Wow.
And he gets $500,000 per engagement.
Oh, my goodness.
$20 million.
That is unbelievable.
I don't think he's looking too well.
But you know what's amazing? He makes less than Shaquille O'Neal or Randy Johnson.
Yeah, but $20 million. To get up and speak.
No, not 20 million. You didn't say 20 million per.
He said 40 and a half million.
Grand
he said 40 and a half and a half
Holy
million.
Holy cow.
I've done it since I was a boy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what new anymore. He could add. Quick hits, Ryan Seacrest Morning Show here on radio in Los Angeles. It took a spike, went up. Big. He's now number 3 in the L.A. market.
That's because he got that star.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Does Jock a music show? Is it what kind of music is it?
It's like Rick Dees. It's the top 40.
He does AT40 too, doesn't he?
Doing the TV special or did whenever
that song. That thing came in 73rd place.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Hey, you like Star Wars the movies?
Yes, I do.
Get ready when they play themselves out. You're going to see Star Wars the hour-long television series. George Lucas. He's going to bring it to television.
Wow.
He's the man.
Oh, boy.
Soccer great Mia Hamm wants to try acting and is signed with the William Morris Agency to tell the movie.
That was George Lucas, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
Hollywood is full of egomaniacs, but come on. After Russell Crowe's band broke up, Russell Crowe announced he was going to record as a single artist. And he says he knows he'll have a number one hit because he's as good or better than any other singer out there.
His band name, The Counting Russells?
It's the 20 grunts of foot of grunts.
Yeah, it's a good name.
By the way, when they canceled, when he quit the band, you know how he told them?
No.
He didn't. He told a magazine interviewer he decided to quit the band that day. Never called them, never returned their calls. They had to read about it in the magazine.
Hey, did you hear Dan's joke?
It just dawned on me.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
He said that Russell Crowe's band was called the Counting Russells.
Sometimes
you just gloss over it because you never expect anything.
You couldn't have really heard it.
Mistake.
I think it's interesting that this guy has such a big ego that he thinks he can automatically have a number one song. I think I love me. The ego. See what I did there?
Yeah. Partridge Family humor.
And finally, back to Jack Nicholson. Since Marlon Brando died, he has a new best friend. Too bad you never interviewed him about that.
No, I actually did. Go ahead and tell him who it is. And it's funny, he mentioned this person before he died. Marlon did to me.
Anybody want to guess?
I say Sean Penn.
I do, too. I agree with Terry.
Answer Sean Penn. Yeah, he's more time with Sean Penn. They're even doing a movie together called The Departed. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Well, before Marlon Brando, I think it's well common knowledge, which we've talked about it quite a bit here, that I was the last person to interview Marlon Brando before he died. And many of the things that he said are now coming to light, but I knew them, and he asked me to just keep it to myself, and it was tough, but I did. I honored his request.
Well, like the one where he said he was going to die the next day.
And then he died. Now, he talked a little bit about being best friends with Jack Nicholson, and it's kind of sad, but here's what he said to me about who he'd like to see replace himself as Jack's friend.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I think everybody knows in my younger days I was kind of a rebel. I didn't play by the rules. I marched to the beat of my own drummer. And as a young man now in the movie business, it very much reminds me of myself. I'm talking about Sean Penn. And I think everybody knows I'm Bobby Jack Nicholson's best friend. And when I die, which is going to be pretty soon, it would please me from up in heaven to look down and see those two bonding. I see Sean Penn would please me as Jack Nicholson's best friend. I like to see that happen.
Unbelievable. Wow! Unbelievable. And it did.
Now that is unfreaking believable.
Didn't Jack Nicholson say anything?
Didn't we talk to him at all?
No,
about this?
He wasn't there.
not a word.
My heavens,
sir! You know what? My mistake. I was just handed a note from our interview librarian who catalogs all our interviews that we do, in fact, have an interview with Nicholson where he mentioned replacing Marlon Brando with a new friend, Sean Penn. Here's a little of that interview.
You know, I remember when Marlon was dying on his deathbed, he said, I want your new best friend to be Sean Penn. I said, no one can replace you, you big freaking kahuna.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's something, huh, Terry?
Brings a tear to your eye.
Yes,
it really does.
Yes, it does. I bet you're getting pretty excited because you look over here and you see the gifts we have.
Oh, man.
They have gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do.
Good big
it's
time
not even
gifts.
My birthday.
We'll get those in a moment. Have you ever heard of... Well, let me ask you, when's the last time you have your car in the body shop? Somebody had an accident in your family.
Uh-oh.
She looks towards the 16
at her daughter, though.
It has to go in Thursday for the estimate, and then it's going to Schaefer.
Hey! Beautiful!
That is the perfect answer, and you will not be sorry.
What you told me.
How bad is the damage?
Not bad.
What does that mean?
Bumper.
Bumper, back, front?
Back bumper.
And how did that happen?
Someone rear-ended her.
Your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
That's her story.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the
what
truth.
Really happened.
And she's sticking to it.
Yeah. She put it in reverse and floored it.
Yeah, I think every kid, when they come home with a dent in the car, says it was somebody else's fault.
That big pole rear-ended me.
Yeah.
Well, you don't worry about it, because when you get it back, it'll be like it never happened. You'll think that it was in your imagination that it happened. That's how good the work is at Schaefer. I will actually get to have lunch tomorrow with Steve Schaefer at Jimmy Yen's.
Great lunch.
Sometimes people like to go hang where the celebrities hang out.
Sure.
And he's just a real... I don't know what I expect a guy who owns five of the greatest body shops around St. Louis to be like. But it's not like he is. He is such a just quiet, low-key... But he's very AM in the PM. And he never raises his voice. He'll call, and he doesn't call very often, but when he does, right? Yeah. Steve Schaefer. Hi, Steve. How's it going?
It's going great, man. It's going great.
Oh, he's sort of the Clint Eastwood
kind of,
you
know what? That's well said. He's the Clint Eastwood of auto body repair.
Yeah. He doesn't need to speak loud.
No.
He carries a big...
Big what, Terry?
Deadpuller.
I'm listening.
Dent
puller.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, when the cars pull out, that says all that needs to be said about Schaefer Auto Body Center. Five locations. How do you... There's a C in there, isn't there, Terry?
S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Oh, holy cow, she's so good. So good. Schaefer Auto Body Center.
No, Mike.
He's trying.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He is trying. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, five locations.
Homeowners, listen to this.
Do you have good credit or not so good? How about late payments, a bankruptcy, or foreclosure? Are you behind on your bills or mortgage? Want to combine your first and second or cut your mortgage payment by 40%?
Call Optimum Mortgage now at our easy-to-remember number, 800-247-247-247. Our new Fresh Start program fixes your mortgage payment for 5 years with rates below 2%. No mounds of paperwork, no tax returns. Perfect for the self-employed.
Refinance for $100,000 or $1 million. Your rate is still under 2%. 2%. Optima Mortgage is a direct lender. If we say you're approved, you're approved. No middleman, no broker. Save thousands in closing costs.
Call 800-247-247-247 now. If we can't reduce your monthly payments by hundreds of dollars, we won't waste your time. But if we can, we'll do it in just minutes over the phone.
So call Optima Mortgage at 800-247-247-247 today and say goodbye to next month's bills.
APR 5.21%. Rates and terms subject to change. Equal housing lender. 800-247-247-247.
License number MO2020988774.
800-247-247-247.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join me and my partner John Shea as we broadcast the Inside Out Show live from Sherwood Forest this Saturday, April 30th from noon to 3. Sherwood Forest is located at 2651 Barrett Station Road between Doherty Ferry and Manchester Road, just west of I-270 in West County. Sherwood Forest is the place to go for the best roses in town. They also have a great selection of endless summer hydrangeas, geraniums, and azaleas. Don't forget, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th, and Sherwood Forest has a great selection of Mother's Day plants that any mom would love to receive. So this Saturday, you need to head for the forest. That's Sherwood Forest as John Shea and I broadcast the Inside Out Show live from their nursery and garden center, 2651 Barrett Station Road between Doherty Ferry and Manchester Road in West County.
Home and garden, so faith, taking beautiful gardens, come along.
966-0028.
Lou Hughes Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
555 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550, and you have a great evening, Paul.
Thank you, Karen. You too. Okay. And we have westbound 44 still a little heavy through Kings Highway and southwest, but then it moves pretty well all the way through 270. That earlier accident, westbound 44 at Big Bend, has been cleared. Westbound 40, Cycud's thinning out quite nicely. It's just heavy through McCausland and Hanley. Still heavy approaching Mason Road. Eastbound 40 slow pockets from Lindbergh to Hanley. Downtown eastbound 40 slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270 looks good from Lindbergh through the Innerbelt. This report brought to you by Toyota. Toyota owners, for a limited time, your Toyota dealer will change your oil and filter for just $11.95. Part of Metro Madness. Offer ends April 30th. See your local dealer for details. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. There he goes, and Jim Holder will be in. Are you a coffee drinker?
Absolutely.
What kind do you drink?
Well, I had my first Thomas today.
So what you're saying is you were not a Thomas coffee drinker.
No.
And you had some today.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
What do you think?
I think I'll be a Thomas coffee drinker.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty good, isn't it? Excellent.
A lot of people, we don't reveal a lot of the behind-the-scenes secrets, but every guest we have is hooked up the entire time they're here to a polygraph machine. And if they lie, we toss them out. They are immediately terminated from being in the studio. Everything she has said, look at those needles, telling the honest truth. She has, as of today, become a Thomas coffee drinker. And that's what happens. That's what happens to people. And out of habit, and you bought the old coffee out of habit, didn't you? You go to the store, get
absolutely
the same coffee all the time.
Absolutely.
You don't even think about it like a robotic type thing. Well, stop that. Pick up a can of Thomas coffee. Terry won't have to for a little while because we're going to give her a can. But if you'll just buy one can, we are convinced that your reaction is going to be, wow, I wish I'd been drinking this coffee all along. This is much better than the coffee that I was buying. It's in a blue can, and it's mid to low level on the shelf, so real short people can get to it, because they want everybody to be able to reach Thomas coffee. And it is the only gourmet coffee in a can. And if they don't sell it somewhere where you shop, please ask them to start carrying Thomas coffee. You know who Jim Holder is?
Absolutely.
What do you think about him?
I like Jim Holder. He's got a great voice.
He's a chick magnet, too.
Oh, yeah.
He really is. Jim, how are you?
Frank, I'm well. I am aiming to PM.
Hallelujah. Say hi to Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jim.
Whoa.
Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Hey. Whew, car from cutting the yard.
Man.
Sorry about that, Terry.
That's what he cuts,
okay, Jim.
That's what he cuts the yard with?
Oh.
Swing blade.
Hey, Randy Carricker is back with Big John Henry, two big boys together tonight between 6:30 and 9 o'clock. There'll still be a whole lot of football talk, Frank. The Rams yesterday signing 10 undrafted players, so that brings, with the 11 over the weekend, that brings a total of 21 rookies.
Now, do you have a calculator, or did you just do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's good.
That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
So they'll be in town on Thursday, and they'll get a chance to meet with the media late on Thursday, and there'll be a couple of practices on Friday and Saturday and a Sunday, and kind of get things together and get that playbook from Mike Martz, which probably there isn't anybody on the team that'll be able to bench press. And then they'll have another mini camp in June with the veterans and do some work here. And lo and behold, it'll be time to go to camp.
Yes.
Of course, camp this year, right in our backyard, basically.
Well, where are they doing it?
They're going to do it right out in Earth City at Rams Park.
I didn't know that.
No, Macomb.
Oh, yeah. Macomb. Yep. 9 years up in Macomb, but no Macomb. So it'll be a whole lot easier. Cardinals, of course, washed out last night. Pitched about against the Brewers. Lefty Doug Davis tonight. Three games tonight, then tomorrow afternoon at 12, and Thursday the makeup game at 1. Yeah.
All right.
Randy Carricker, John Hadley coming up tonight, and our sports update, sponsored by our good friends at Sunset Ford.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. It is a drug that one researcher says could save 10,000 women a year. It is called Herceptin, and a new study says giving it to some breast cancer patients earlier may literally be a lifesaver. ABC News medical correspondent John McKenzie has more on this.
After 4 years, cancer returned in only 15% of women who got chemo and Herceptin, compared to 33% of women who got chemo alone. More than 20% of breast cancers identified in the lab respond to Herceptin. That's at least 40,000 new cases each year. The drug does have side effects, weakening heart muscles in about 4% of women. Some doctors say the benefits are so strong, they're already encouraging many women to add Herceptin to their cancer treatment. John McKenzie, ABC News, New York.
They have just suspended a life and death search. 20-year-old Jonathan Lieber's single-engine plane crashed in Lake Michigan, and from the water, he called 911.
My plane ran out 200. I'm 5 miles off a current, and I need help really fast.
His father, John Lieber, in Springfield, Virginia, is still hopeful.
He's a swim coach. He's a swimmer. He knows about those things too. So he probably understood his chances.
Which get increasingly grim in the lake's 44-degree water. Rescuers think he could survive maybe 4 hours, and that plane crashed last night. New study on binge drinking, that's five or more drinks in one sitting, finds more and more middle school students are doing it. 17% of eighth graders that were surveyed say they've done that at least once. And this is unusual. Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld is trading himself to another state. The Republican says he's thinking seriously of running now for governor of New York. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow falls 91 points. You're listening to ABC News.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found the 6-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent, I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Missouri's first execution in Bon Terre is less than 6 hours away. Convicted killer Donald Jones of St. Louis says his life tonight is in God's hands.
It has been a long struggle for me, in spite of the fact that I've accepted God's forgiveness and as well as my family's forgiveness. But it has truly been tough learning to give myself.
Jones blaming drugs for the 1993 murder of his grandmother. He tells KTRS News he was high on crack cocaine and PCP. Missouri's governor today rejecting clemency.
The governor carefully reviewed the case, including the court records, again, the applications for clemency, and said that he found no reason to set aside any of the previous judicial decisions.
Governor Blunt's spokesman Spence Jackson calling the murder a horrific and violent crime. Missouri Supreme Court throwing out the sexual misconduct conviction of a former St. Louis school counselor. The court ruling there was too little evidence to prove the state's case against James Biney, who is also a former priest. A proposal by St. Louis's mayor to add 42 street officers has been approved by the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. Francis Lay praising the decision. He says nothing is more important to him than safer neighborhoods.
And I know that if we're going to continue to get people to move into the city, we need to make sure our neighborhoods are as strong, as safe as possible.
Slay says great progress has been made during the past 4 years. Slay's proposal also saves the police department's most violent offender program. The issue now heads to the Board of Aldermen. A national summit on student drug testing is underway in St. Louis. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports.
This is a confidential program. This is not to punish kids. This is to help kids.
Marianne Solberg is the National Drug Control Policy Officer's deputy director. She says it's up to communities and schools to decide if drugs are a real threat and if drug testing is needed.
And that, if there isn't anything else that people take from today. This is about allowing kids to grow up healthy and drug-free.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2002 that public schools could test middle and high school students for illegal drugs if they participate in competitive extracurricular activities.
St. Louis's new animal control facility and adoption center is at Vandiver and will be at Vandiver and Finney.
The city has desperately needed for decades now, actually, a new state-of-the-art facility to be able to help the cats and dogs and various animals of the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Project Chairman Ed Troop, city's current facility built in 1941. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. Now Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler has the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
Make sure you bundle up in layers because temperatures will drop to about 40 degrees for an overnight low. Variably cloudy skies. It'll be partly sunny on Wednesday. Highs in the lower 60s. West winds at 10 to 20. Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms. Lower 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Showers, 63 degrees. And by Sunday, finally, partly cloudy. The high around 61. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
It's 57. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News at 6:06. You're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Midwest Bank Center. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
It's cleared on westbound 40. Just slow traffic in the causeway through Hanley Road, westbound 70. Little sluggish at 79. South 270, slow pockets from Ladue through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 44, it's all thinned out between Grand and 270. An earlier accident this afternoon had 44 really slow, but all that is pretty much thinned out. Eastbound 40, slow pockets from west of McKnight through Hanley Road. And westbound on 44, that traffic looks a little sluggish in the right lane, approaching 270. This report is service of Autolite. The coolest drivers want the hottest spark plugs. Get the all-new Autolite XP Extreme Performance Spark Plugs. They ignite faster for optimum performance. Autolite, time to change your plugs. Have a look at airborne traffic this afternoon.
Midwest Bank Center. You've never seen a bank that looks like this. Come visit our new location next to Annie Gunn Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
This is Greg Dierberg of Dierberg's Market. Leading health organizations promote eating seafood twice a week. And if you're wondering what type to buy or how to prepare it, turn to Dierberg's Seafood Experts. If you like, we'll even cook your fresh seafood purchase free of charge in our special convection ovens. Choose one of our savory seasonings to perfectly flavor your selection. You might like lemon herb, garlic, or dill. Or maybe you're in the mood to have your fish fillet breaded and oven baked. It's delicious. And best yet, when you let Dierberg's cook your seafood, you have no mess, no fuss, and no cooking odor at home. Customers tell us they love it when we cook their seafood. It's a great service, and I personally recommend it.
This week at Dierberg's Markets, it's a half-price sale. Save on more than 50 half-price items this week, like Hautley Wisconsin Natural Shredded Cheeses, half price. Minute Maid Chilled Orange Juice, 64-ounce cartons, half price. And Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, half price. It's fresh. It's friendly. It's Dierberg's.
Hey, Bob, can you give me a hand with this couch?
Are you kidding?
Not with my back. I can't lift much of anything these days. Moving that couch will put me out of commission for a week.
The agony of lower back pain is never pleasant. Imagine living with throbbing pain in your back that lasts hours or even days. If you're 18 to 65 years of age and currently suffering from lower back pain, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research trial of an investigational medication for the relief of lower back pain. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational medication at no cost and may be compensated up to $600 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If lower back pain is bothering you and preventing you from doing the things you want to do, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW.
A noted intellectual once uttered the wise words, "Never leave till tomorrow what you can do today." Of course, this phrase aptly applies to the time-conscious Cadillac CTS. With bold design and a powerful V6 engine, it delivers the acceleration necessary to make staying in the now that much easier. And since a day is only a mere 24 hours, there is no time like the present to get yourself behind the wheel of a CTS. Act quickly, because time isn't the only thing that won't stand still. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac 2.8-liter CTS for around $299 a month for 36 months. $2,325 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $299 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer for details.
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you're paying too much. Why not say yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage?
I think it's time to refinance. Can you help me?
Yes, American Equity Mortgage can help you get a new low rate today, get loan approval in just hours, and close as fast as 1 week.
I don't remember what I'm paying. Is it worth the call?
Yes, today's low rates make now the perfect time to call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. We can save you hundreds of dollars every month with perfect or less than perfect credit. If you're paying more than 4%, say yes.
Yes.
Yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call 24 hours a day, 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Toyota owners, for a limited time, your Toyota dealer will change your oil and filter for just $11.95. It's part of Metro Madness. Offer ends April 30th. See your local dealer for details.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Times are strange. Here I come,
but I ain't the same.
Just the cow sills?
Yeah.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Times come
by. I got a question for the masses, or for anybody in this room who might know the answer.
Fire away.
Bugface and I have been arguing, and we have two different views on this. The TV commercial where there's a bunch of picture frames and people start coming alive and the song goes,
yeah.
Picture me, a picture of your mama,
right.
A picture of your papa, a long time ago. I think that's Paul McCartney or Wings or whatever,
no.
And she thinks, oh, do you know who it is?
Well, we just talked about this in the last week, Terry.
Well, we've been arguing, Bugface and I have been arguing about it.
I don't think we mentioned who sang the song.
The Kinks, right?
No. No.
Yeah.
I don't
In
think
fact,
so.
Dan took a couple calls from listeners that said it was the Kinks. I thought we had talked about it.
We did.
I think so. Yeah.
Am I making it up?
No.
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember it came up that it was the Kinks, but I can't say that that's correct. I can't say for sure, but I know we talked about it.
Is it Hewlett Packard?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great song, but I don't think it's Paul McCartney. Who does she think it is?
She thinks it's the Grateful Dead.
Oh, no, I don't think it's the Grateful Dead.
What a great commercial.
It is. I love that song, too. You just kind of sit there and bounce to it, don't you?
And the way that commercial is filmed, people come to life, and then, or I mean, they're dead, and then they come to life, and
unbelievable.
They move the picture.
Let me tell you the one, while he looks this up, that I don't get, and maybe somebody can help me. It's for Volkswagen. And it's that couple that's dancing and jumping around upstairs, and the guy downstairs hits the ceiling with a broom handle or something. He comes up. And you don't hear him speak, but you can tell he's saying, hey, knock it off, too much noise.
Oh, yeah.
So they get in their Volkswagen, and they go by a big sound system, and they get another house. What's a Volkswagen got to do?
I guess that it liberates you. They went from being in an apartment to having their own place.
Yeah, if you have a Volkswagen, all of a sudden you can afford a house.
Maybe it means
you can.
I don't know.
It's a strange one.
Yeah.
I guess you're supposed to, whatever you think it means.
Yeah.
You drive a Volkswagen, now you can afford a house because you save money, or you're liberated, or it's big enough to put a subwoofer in, or whatever. All right, while he looks this up, we're going to have a gift-giving ceremony here in a moment. Here's a book I will not be reading. Martha Boone Mattia has just come out with a book, and it's called Conversations with George Bush. She interviews, for the book, 25 people named George Bush, but not one of them is the president. Healthcare worker, an artist, just people named George Bush. I don't think so.
Is it funny, or is it just they're trying to show what the common person named George Bush thinks or something?
I guess. It says she interviewed 25 George Bushes. Not one of these has ever met the president, but some said they thought they might be distant relatives. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And before we get...
I have the...
Okay,
what
and
is
now...
It?
The bulletin? Where's the bulletin?
Yeah.
We have a Hewlett-Packard bulletin. Let's go live now to Peon to find out who did the song for the Hewlett-Packard commercial.
The title of the song is Picture Book, and the artist is the Kinks.
Kinks. So, well, I'm sorry I didn't remember that. I remember because my wife and I have been arguing back and forth about that.
And you were both wrong. So
but
nobody
she's the Grateful Dead.
Nobody is.
But it's funny. I know it was in the last week.
No, I remember it, but I
didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't sometimes you don't remember stuff.
I know.
Oh, this is it.
I don't remember anything yesterday.
This is ugly.
Hey, the commercial that you were talking about is not even a Volkswagen commercial. It's a commercial about owning your own home.
No, it's not. It's a Volkswagen commercial.
Oh, man, this is getting...
Oh,
no.
It's really getting worse now.
I think you made a mistake. No, I think... All right, then who's it for?
The Kinks.
There's no such thing as a commercial for owning your own home. Who's it for?
Know.
Okay, there you go.
Well,
nobody knows who's for.
I say
it's Volkswagen. I'm sticking to it until somebody tells me... Look at those phones. Until somebody tells me who it's for. And I could be... You know what? It may be a mortgage company.
Or the government has a Fannie Mae or something campaign.
It could be a mortgage company, but I think they're in a Volkswagen, so I assumed it was a Volkswagen commercial. Either way, it's no good because it didn't work. I say I do one bit of business, and then we give some gifts away.
Oh, man, this is fun.
You have nice teeth. You go to the dentist a lot, like twice a year?
Twice a year.
Yeah. You happy with your dentist?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if your dentist died in a horrible car accident?
Oh.
Where do you think you might go?
Wow.
Ballas Dental Care?
Beautiful. And it is a Volkswagen.
It is Volkswagen. That's what I thought. Yeah, it's not for owning your own home. That's not a product. Let's say your dentist just decided one day when you came in that he didn't like you anymore. And he said, Terry, I don't know how to tell you this, but I won't work on you. And
I'm
tired
of your teeth.
Out, yeah, get out of here and find yourself a new dentist.
I had a girl say that to me Saturday night.
At least you'd know where to go.
Ballast Dental Care.
Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. What a wonderful place. Or I wouldn't have gone there for 32 years.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. You think it's easy for me to sit here and say that I'm old enough to have gone anywhere for 32 years? It hurts. It's painful. It's very painful to admit that you're that old. But I'm trying to tell you in my own way that not only do I recommend this to people, it's where I have gone for 32 years, and I don't have any intention, unless my dentist kicks me out, Dr. Peterson or Dr. Watanabe say, hey, we've had enough of you, get out of here, and I guess that could happen. Till they do, I'll keep going there. Ballast Dental Care. Folks, if you don't have a dentist or if you're freaked out about going to the dentist, I'm telling you, the people that discover this place will say, and I've heard them say, they had no idea what a pleasure it could be to go to the dentist, and a good clinic, too. where they do great work, and they make you feel good about being there. Ballast Dental Care. Let's give some gifts away.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, this is a certificate that it, well, it states that you were a guest April 26, 2005, on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
That's,
wow.
That's real, that's imitation parchment. And you frame it, and it proves to everybody that you were actually here.
And you're, changing jobs shortly.
I
you take that to your new office.
That's great idea.
Oh, man.
They'll probably want to give you more money because it's sort of like you've had experience they haven't had.
Wow.
Now, you've said you've tasted Thomas Coffee. You'll be changing to Thomas Coffee. Here is your first can.
Thank you.
Thomas Coffee, courtesy of the folks at Thomas Coffee. How about a mug to drink that coffee from? And not just any mug, but a Mark Harris.
Yeah.
Middle of the day, middle of America coffee mug. It's Paul's name is crossed out. It used to be Paul Harris, but sadly he passed away.
No, he moved away.
Oh, that's right. He went to a radio station. Where listeners have passed
away. But Mark is here in the middle of the day.
And he's alive.
And he's a nice guy.
That's a Mark Harris mug.
Good quality.
It's great quality. Germex.
Oh.
You familiar with it?
Made by Vijon.
Vijon Laboratories.
Can I say hi to my friend Wendy who works at Vijon?
Absolutely.
Hello, Wendy.
And nobody knows what Vijon means, the name, but that's the company that makes a Germex waterless hand sanitizer. Put a little bit of that on your hands there and test it out if you will.
Just a little.
Too much. They always get a little bit overexcited and tend to do that. You're not the first. Don't feel bad. How about a white plastic drinking cup that says AM and the PM? Is that beautiful? How about a purple pen, ballpoint pen, that says you're AM and the PM and that you were a guest today? And how about a super lightweight compact polystyrene beverage holder that is hand-lettered?
I'll have to cherish that forever.
And is a collector's item and holds hot or cold beverage. That's for you. How about a gift certificate to Jimmy Yen's.
All right,
Asian Grill and Wok Bar in Rock Hill across from the Hacienda. You will not be disappointed in Jimmy Yen's. And last but not least, picture of a white squirrel sitting alongside of and sort of in front of a brown, reddish-brown squirrel.
Aww.
You ever seen a white squirrel?
No.
It's an oddity of nature. It's different than other squirrels. You ever feel different? You ever feel like you're different from other people?
Every day.
Well, then you know what the white squirrel feels like. You look at this for inspiration. Excuse me, but I choke up a little bit when I do this part. Because this picture has changed the lives of people who've received it. Because when they start feeling different, they take out this picture and they look at that white squirrel. And they go, wow, and I thought I was different. Mm. What would it be like to be
look
a white squirrel?
Weirdo.
Yeah. What would it be like to be a white squirrel in a world of red, brown, and gray squirrels?
Man.
I'll remember that.
If he can
always
make it, I can make it. There you
thank
go.
Thank you, friend. It's
all right to
white
be
squirrel
white.
From. Yeah, it's all right to be white. That's good. That's good, Pion.
Thank you.
We ought to get that printed on coffee shops.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
We'll ask Reggie about that when he comes on.
Yeah.
And that picture is taken in all the Illinois home of the white squirrel from heaven. We forgot to throw that part in there. All right, speaking of Reggie, you know what? We will ask him about that. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Because his opinion matters, and he's pretty good on that marketing and stuff.
Well,
have you heard Reggie? Reggie,
every day.
Do you like him?
I like him a lot.
All right, he'll be happy to hear that. You'll like his sponsor, too, Metro Lighting. 6 stores. Over 30 years in the St. Louis area. And a nice website if you want to visit, MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, say hi to our Tuesday guest. She likes you. Her name is Terry.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm good, Reggie. How are you?
Reggie,
get out of that cold climate.
Hey, Reggie, when guests come in, we give them things to walk away with, cups and coffee mugs and coffee and gift certificates, and we have a picture of a white squirrel. There's a town called Olney, Illinois, and they actually have white squirrels. And we thought it'd be neat. The message there is that a white squirrel is different, but it's okay to be different. We wanted to do coffee mugs that say, it's all right to be white.
Well, that's a good idea, Frank.
He liked it.
Yeah. Would you drink out of it?
He might do something else.
But you should add something to it.
Why?
It's all right to be white. You get down if you're brown. Reggie Mack.
A little bigger mug. All right, movie talking time.
What?
Movie talking time. That's what you do.
And I got one for you, too.
Shoot, he scared us there from there.
I was just doing that. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That sounds
weird.
There's
been a lot of promotion for this movie.
There's been a lot of promotions. Really hype movie. It's a Disney production. Great, great, great special effects. It's the story. This was first came out in 1977. And it's been sort of like a cult following ever since. Everybody's heard of it.
Not me.
You never heard of it?
No, I don't think
I've never heard of it.
I never have.
No.
Well, what it is that the Earth is a great big old spaceship comes to Earth. It announces that Earth is in the way of an intergalactic highway. So it's set to be destroyed.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, it is.
Stop.
It is destroyed. But one fellow, Arthur Dent, is saved by another friend of his whose life he saved in the beginning, who's played by Mos Def, the rapper.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
And he's saved by him. Because Mos Def is from another planet, and what he does is hitchhike from planet to planet.
Say what?
I'm out. I'm out on this one.
I mean, is this rapper thing? Is this current? Is this real?
It's 2005.
But
it's 1977. Yeah. And
that's
a
when
rapper.
It started. That's when the book was first written, and it started building its cult following.
Oh.
It came out with an animated movie. Then they came out with a live-action movie.
What is this?
This one's live-action. And this one has... Disney went all the way out on special effects.
It's got
all kind of people. You know the fellow who was on Harry Potter, the wizard that wore the black suit that you're not quite sure whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, but he's been in all three of them, Alan Richter.
That great big guy with the beard?
Isn't he the guy who was the bad guy in Die Hard?
He was also a sword fighter, a bad guy in a sword fighting movie. Yeah, I know.
The sheriff of Nottingham in the Robin Hood movie with Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a robot. He's the voice of a manic, depressed robot. See, and what the movie plays on is the fact that Earthlings think that they are the most intelligent life form.
Hey, who's the actor that doesn't like to pay a lot for anything and always wants a discount? Kevin Costco.
Oh my God.
That was actually pretty good.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, is this a comedy, Reg?
Yeah.
Huh?
Comedy.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, and explain to me why, if somebody builds a robot, that's somebody building something, why do they have one with manic depression?
Well, they want to give it a human personality, and they just picked the wrong human.
Turn him into an alky and a smoker. Yeah.
You know, you got different types of things, jokes like that. Mm. Like all the doors open with a sigh.
So it really is a comedy, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh.
It starts off, like I say, mankind believes they're the highest life form on Earth, but they're not. They're number three. Number two is the dolphins. And the dolphins have been trying to tell them that Earth's getting ready to blow up. But we've mistaken their communications for tricks.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Like when they do the double somersault through the hoop, we think they're trying to entertain us, and they're really saying, goodbye, thanks for the fish.
Yeah, we should have known that.
You know what? You've done a great job of keeping me away from this movie.
Well, I tell you.
I don't think this movie was made
for people like me.
No, it's not. It wasn't made for people like you, Frank.
No, okay.
But it's made for the young science fiction geek who's a cult follower of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I only gave it 2.5 ARD. But which isn't bad. That means it's worth going to see. If you like this stuff, you really like this movie. But it's quirky, it's strange, but it's really funny in parts. but it doesn't seem to fit the rest of the movie.
Did you see the one Hitchhiker's Guide to the Fairlane 500?
Oh, my.
See what I did?
Poor Galaxy. Poor Fairlane 500. It's baby boomer humor.
Yeah. What'd you say, Kevin? Costco.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say this about SEO, but this is kind of stupid.
Kind of.
Really?
See, boomers would know Galaxy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fairlane.
Yeah.
Ford joke. Ford humor.
Yeah, this one is going to be, it's got a limited audience, but it's going to open big on Friday, and I think word of mouth is going to kill it.
All right, Dan.
What's it rated?
All right, Dan.
Yeah, what's it rated?
It's rated PG-13, I think.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
How about let's hear from Terry? All right, Dan.
Oh, my girl.
Where'd that come
from?
Oh,
bye, Reggie.
Bye-bye, Ken.
Use her diaphragm.
All right, Dan.
You say she lost her diaphragm.
All right, Dan. That's what happens when you grunt too hard.
All right, Dan. Oops.
We better try it again. All right, Dan.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow, Terry.
When they say you're supposed to get down in your diaphragm, she did. She sure did.
Shot us to get rid of it, though.
Try it one more time. All right, Dan. Come on.
I think I can.
Yeah, you can. Sure you can. Just one more. All right, Dan.
Oh, no.
She had two of them.
Double protection.
Yeah. He wants to make sure.
What did you say, Karen? Double protection.
That's what I said.
That's dirty talk.
I know it.
We don't do that.
Yeah, we do.
I bet you do your money business with a bank, don't you?
Yes.
Well, that's okay, and a lot of people do. I would like to, if you'd let me for just 1 minute before we leave, to talk to you a little bit about First Community Credit Union. Do you know what a credit union is?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's not a bank, but it's where the people who have their money there also own it.
You get all the services of a bank, see? You get cashier's checks and a checking account and a savings account. You can borrow money. I was in there the other day, and there's a great big sign at First Community Credit Union, and it says, boat loans and motorcycle loans, because this is the time of year where people want to buy boats and motorcycles, and most places really, a lot of them won't make motorcycle and boat loans. Not only will they make them, they welcome boat and motorcycle people, of course, as well as car loans. And like I said, whatever you want in a bank, you're going to get at First Community Credit Union, but you're also going to get something else. You're going to get membership. And Terry's right. The customers are the owners. If you want to know more, and it really is such a... What I like is online, when I go on the Internet and I go to the First Community website, unlike before when I had a bank account I could go to, this thing is so easy to navigate. You know how some sites are just easy to navigate, and others you have to go, where do I go, where do I click? This one is simple. If you want to transfer money, they make it real easy. Check it out yourself. Go to firstcommunity.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I've had a blast.
Thank you so much. Big and Tasties from McDonald's.
You're welcome.
And it was a pleasure meeting you. Take your gifts home and say hi to your husband and thank him for us.
I will.
And to you folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a half?